I'm Robin.
I'm Julie.
We're two mamas who love inspiring, healthy living.
After facing family health challenges and seeing how natural solutions transformed our lives, we are determined to help other mamas thrive, not just survive.
What if feeling awesome every day is possible for you and your family?
Come along with us on a natural journey.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Julie.
Welcome to our podcast,
Helping Mamas Thrive.
What are we naming this episode?
Oh, we were going to name, we talked about this. We did. Ingrid and I did.
No.
And it was, what was it? Well, first was Healing Story, but then it was, and I wrote it down on a piece of paper. It's not here.
Chemical Free Living.
Oh yeah. Chemical Free Living, which is absolutely, is something that we obsess about, Robin and I, we talk about a lot.
Yes.
So I'm so excited to have you here. We have
a special guest.
Oh yeah, we have a special guest. The person who is talking is our special guest, and it's Ingrid Swales, and she's been a licensed massage therapist for 28 years. She loves helping people decrease their pain and releasing scars with microcurrent technology, some of the several technologies that help recover from serious car accidents she is directly involved with, which you'll hear about. And throughout the years, learning how important it is to have good nutrition, love that, and a clean environment is really what helps the body heal quicker. So she's not your average holistic practitioner. She combines a healthy indoor chemical-free living to her daily routine as a part of the next level of responsibility and being healthy, healthfully proactive. So so we're going to dive right in. We are so excited to have you here. I feel like it was divine intervention when we were at an event together. And I have to tell you that you can't, for those of you listening to it, you can't see Ingrid, but she is like, you're larger than life. I do imagine if I met you on the street, didn't know anything about what you were doing, I would imagine that you were in West Side Story currently, and you were just on your way to an audition, and you were going to go sing your heart out and and be the beautiful, amazing person you are. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about that on your journey, because this is a long journey. So I want to dive into the story. So if you can take us back in time.
Okay, so let's see, how far back? Yes, so this is really great. Thank you so, so much for wanting me to participate and just be a part of, you know, your journey, you know, sharing things with, you know, mommies and overcoming obstacles. So I am mommy wannabe my whole life. So that's kind of where the journey starts. I was just a kid. My mom had 8 kids, so I have 7 brothers. And I was like, oh, I want to be just like my mom. And I don't know, she was just a baby making machine, and I'm number 6, and she had me at 30 years old. Yeah, that's like a lot of kids at 30 years old, right? And we're all a handful. So 9 years later, though, she, you know, meets another wonderful man. Well, actually, the wonderful man. The other ones weren't. I'm sorry. But and I've known him since I'm 5. So that's, I don't say my stepdad, I call him Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but they had 9 years later, they had 2 more.
Oh my goodness.
So, so we're all from, well, I'm from New York. I'm the first one born. The other 2 were also born in Queens.
Okay.
And then I'm, you know, growing up and seeing some movies, and there's this West Side Story. And I said, I do that. And I like Anita. I want to be her, you know? So sure enough, I think I forgot even how old I was, but I was pretty young, I guess maybe 7 or 8, maybe 10. I have no idea. And so I grew up, and I just loved singing, acting, and dancing. It was just natural for me. Yes. So I can play the role, but like you guys know that walking in here, I'm super nervous about a podcast. But that's different because there's, you know, not in a costume. I'm not doing a role. So, you know, and that was just a whole other lifetime. But anyway, so I did get to perform at 18 years old.
Wow.
Anita in West Side Story.
Sweet.
And
come true.
Who gets to do that twice? Yeah. Wow. 10 years later when I'm 28.
Wow.
I get to do that role again. So that was, you know, one of the best parts of my life and great memories and all that. However, shortly after that, so I'm 28 years old, and I get into this horrific car accident.
Mm.
So drunk driver, paramedic, and intersection, I have a green and he, you know, so I go to put my brakes on, break my ankle. So break my ankle. I hit the windshield with my head, cracked it. And hence, I don't know anything holistic at this time. I don't know anything. I'm a regular New York girl eating pizzas and hamburgers, hot dogs, french fries
been
every
there.
Day.
Been there.
So as much dairy, I love my chocolate milk. The first thing in the morning is chocolate milk with, they call it a ringding in New York. I think you guys know them here. It's like ho-hos. Anyhow, that was the first thing every morning. Then I get into this car accident, and the first thing that I hit, my knees hit under the dashboard, and I couldn't move my legs, my feet. It was scary, and I screaming to the top of my lungs, freaking out, going, oh my God, I can't dance. So that right there triggered, they say that words trigger things in the mind, in the brain, and then it records, I guess. So I did recover from that really well. So I didn't think that affected me at all. And I guess it did, because 10 years later, so I was dancing on one leg. That was, let me see. So that was November, December. Yeah, November was West Side Story. December was the car accident. December was also the foot operation. And then they had to put two screws in there. I said, back then in New York, if you don't dance, you don't go dancing for New Year's, like you're a loser. So everybody just does that. So they're like, Ingrid, you're not going to be able to dance. It was this horrible thing. And I says, watch me. And I did. I put down my crutches and would dance only, two, three songs at a time, but I still dance on one leg better than some people do with two. So I think, everything's okay.
Yeah.
I move here to Florida, and this is now 1996, and 2001, I become a massage therapist. I go to school, I'm doing great, I'm thriving, everything's wonderful, I'm having the best time of my life here, and lots of new things, coming from New York to Florida, and just really enjoying everything's perfect. At that time, I was doing hot and cold stones massage, which required a lot of towels and sheets. The blessing from that is another car accident happens. Another drunk driver, and he was a corrections officer in Orange County. And then he hits my van and it topples on its side. And I describe it. They're like, well, how do you know what a tuna can inside being a tuna can sounds like? I said, I just imagine you're inside a tuna can because it was just like horrible, sounding metal. So unfortunately, as in one moment of going, oh, okay, everything's fine. But in the next moment, I'm like, really? Really, God? What are you trying to say? And I got angry. And I didn't realize that one car accident, was physical, emotional, physical damage, but the other one, was emotional. So that went a different direction in my head. Somebody had said to me, you've intertwined both car accidents. Because I went into such an ugly, dark space. I had just became a Christian, accepted Christ in 1999. So this is 2 years later, which I don't understand that once you accept Christ that, the enemy is after you like crazy. They warned me, but you don't really know or understand what that is. So sure enough, now I got it, because when I did get angry, instead of more appreciative, I went into this horrible victim space that I could not get out of. And it became very ugly and dark very quick. And I didn't know how to handle that, because I had never, at least I didn't think I was ever in that place. But I guess little by little, like things must have been brewing, that when that happened, it was just easy to stay there. And being angry was definitely a lot easier than being happy. Although I could play happy and nobody knew. And so I took it out. The emotional bondage was way harder to recover. Spiritual warfare was way harder to recover. That second car accident and intertwining now with the first. And the first was really more physical, and you know, I was still.
Let me pause you there. A lot of times, when we go through trauma or events, we think we have processed our emotions, but we actually haven't.
Right.
So it sounds like you actually did have some emotions from the first accident, and then the second accident probably triggered it, or like you didn't realize to what deep depths that happened, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's a normal thing that we all go through. We don't realize, we are like, oh, I dealt with that divorce, or I dealt with that angst I had as a teenager. But as I'm doing these emotion code sessions, people are realizing that no, they're not, they haven't dealt with that. I mean, they think, you know, it, there's nothing out of malice. They feel, they feel like they've moved on.
Yeah.
But that vibration is still affecting their health.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it has.
And did you know, because you had been now a massage therapist for how long?
At that time, it was at least 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. And so you had gone into kind of the natural healing world. And do you think that God prepared you for that second accident by exposing you to some more holistic type of?
Yeah.
Okay.
So without a doubt. So when I did become a massage therapist, I mean, literally in New York is when I first started my education, and I had no clue what, you know, hummus, baba ganoush, you know, all these different organic things. And I was just like, oh Lord, I just want to, you know, get my license and get out of here. You people are weird, you know, and all these different, you know, great foods that help your body heal. I didn't know anything about it. All I knew was pizza. The preparation of learning that. So I immediately, one of the acupuncturists is at the school that I attended in New York. I only knew, amoxicillin. I was having trouble breathing. I only knew Dristan for my sinuses. I only knew Tylenol and things like that for pain. So I fell into that average, you know, what to do. And when I learned, and she challenged me, because my menstrual cycle, when it hit, would hit so hard, I could barely walk. So I would just say, good workout. It's a good workout. That's why I can't walk.
Yeah.
So she challenged me, and she said, you know, let me show you how the body can balance. And she goes, don't take anything. And I'm like, are you crazy? So I didn't take anything, and it felt like I was 12 years old again. Mm-hmm. And it was the worst day. And I go up the stairs to the clinic, and I said, where's that lady? She told me not to take something. And she passed by just as I'm screaming. And I go, you told me. And she goes, put her in room B. She saw my face. I mean, I was turning white. I was ready to pass out. So she did. She starts doing this acupuncture stuff, and freaked me out, because pain is combustion of heat. Mm-hmm. That's why you can feel it, because there's the imbalance. Mm-hmm. And so she's there putting these needles all throughout these spots. And there's this huge balance and a rush now of cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like this freezing. But what did you do to me? You know, like this. And sure enough, she says, you'll be able to do this to yourself. I'm like, I think so. I'm like, lady, what are you? You're freaking me out. So sure enough, in minutes, and suddenly I'm just balanced. I'm not hot, I'm not cold, I have no pain. I'm like, wow. So that first exposure just made me go, let me give no medications a chance.
What made you and trust this lady? Like when she said,
I was in the school, and I'm an all or nothing kind of girl. So I'm going to give it my all, or I'm not doing anything.
But what made you trust when she said, don't take the medications, and you had not met her before?
Yes. So she was part of the school. She was one of the instructors. And I I made that a very short story, but I challenged her with like 25 questions before I, yeah, no, I have to definitely, I challenge you and I trust you on the why girl. And I'm like, why this, why that, why? That's, I just asked you about your unit because I want to learn more. I'm just a sponge. So yeah, I love learning. And so I will ask you the questions and it's not to be challenging bad. I'm hungry for learning.
Yeah.
And I also want to know, how could I tell someone else, this is what you offer. This is what you have. So I really try to learn the snippet. I can't tell them what you do, but I at least can get their attention to come see you or call you or talk to you. So I can at least do that. So yes, in the four years down the road, I was holistic from that moment. She turned me like this.
Awesome.
And I said, that's it. And I never, ever again, I didn't take anything from my menstrual cycle. I did know how to manipulate the conception vessel. I teach people how to breathe. Oh, that's true. I didn't really should have. And that to calm down. That's true. There is the buttons, the certain buttons that you press and then boom, you can't calm down very fast. When you're in it though, you forget.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so I'm all about teaching someone else, but it's true when it's for you. Yeah. So, so then at that time I did learn so much about balance. And as the years went on, I was only a hands-on girl. But then something happened. And this is where I learned about different tools. And the tools became extensions of my hands. And from the second car accident that was emotional bondage, there was these intertwined with the first accident, which was the scar in my inner ankle, medial malleolus. And eventually the pain would just, exasperate over the years. So remember I said I went into a dark place? Well, it was easy because I was in pain. So I would stay there, and because the pain just got worse throughout the years. And so it's 10 years and 15 years later, and I can't move this arm. I can massage this way because my table is here and the people are here. But the minute I have to like drink, do my hair or brush my teeth, I mean, it would just just lock up like in here so bad, not a 10 but a 20. Like pretty bad. And so I now think, this is years later, I think I'm just gonna have to give up you know, my practice, and which I loved. So I was, you know, what do I do? And throughout the years, you know, when you have to renew your CEs for for your different licenses, you're getting all the mail, and every single modality keeps coming through the mail. And this one would keep coming. It was microcurrent. And I said, oh, no, forget those things. They're awful. You know, I don't want to know anything about extensions of my hands and, you know, how they promote this and that, whatever. Well, sure enough, I had to. It came a time that I signed up for a one class. They canceled. I need my CEs. And of course I leave everything to the last minute. So I have 10 days left for my 2 years that you've had to renew your license. And so sure enough, I had to do the class. I was kind of forced into it. I ended up loving the class. I was the guinea pig that they used to give the, the example of this scar right there. And when he's doing this scar, it was a pointy unit. So it's a different unit that I use right now, although it's wonderful, but it mimics the effects of acupuncture without needles. And at first they used that unit, but he didn't care how much I was squirming. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, cause he's zapping this electricity in me, and it's shooting up everywhere the pain is always at for the last 10, 15 years. And it shoots into my knee, up my hip, into my back, up my shoulder, into my neck.
So for those people who don't know what microcurrent is, and for people who may love to geek out on this stuff, what is microcurrent?
So it's exactly the word micro, so meaning small, safe electrical current, not the one that, you know, you're gonna stick your wet hand finger at the socket and your hair is gonna no, not that. So it's the opposite. And it's extremely healing. It has the ability to change ATP production, which is, you know, a cellular level, up to 500 times. So you're causing tissue change. And that's very cool. So I didn't like or understand anything like that. And then once I went through it, then now, of course, it's easier to understand.
How is it different than the TENS unit or those other electrical things?
Yeah. So the TENS, most TENS units just reach different fibers, like the A, I believe the A and the C fiber. Or so this is where I forget. Like I need my geeky friends to be very, very specific. And so these reach deeper fibers. Not just superficial. So that's what makes all the difference.
That is super cool. Okay. So you're experiencing this and you're like, holy mackerel, this is, you know, a lot of years built up, and you saw what happened after.
So all of a sudden he, like I said, I'm here, like in a lot of pain. In my head, I'm screaming amputation. I'm like, this is not worth it. Oh my gosh. And sure enough, like that, all of a sudden, no pain.
Released.
Total release. And I'm like scared to move. Because I'm like, what happened to my pain? And then you are so used to your pain. Now you're freaking out going, where did it go? And I don't want it to come back. If it does. You know, so you're scared to be happy that there's now no pain. So you're, your mind is going like this. So he says, do what you couldn't do before, which I could not lift my arm up and go in a circle and do this. And I did. So then I also couldn't do a squat. I literally had to hold on to everything and then slowly, otherwise my knee, remember I said the pain would go to my knee, would buckle and I'm down. So this is going on years. Couldn't do it.
And this is not for your typical, I mean, being a dancer and everything. I mean, you've conditioned your body. I mean, it's not like, you know, this is coming from someone who's a major athlete, and you're like, exactly. You know, so this is huge. Okay. Go ahead.
Exactly. So then that unit, so as grateful as I am to that unit, the way he was, he could handle people flinching. When I was using it, and if you flinched, I couldn't handle it. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm too empathetic. So I had to find another unit. And that one is so sweet, so gentle. I actually have it. Did I bring it? And anyway, so it's again, it's also handheld.
Okay.
It has a little easy to use Y bar, they call it, with the two balls at the end. And so it's very gentle and soft. And I love that one. And so that's the one that I love to introduce to mommies that maybe they have cesareans, or anyone that may have had a fall, or they think their injury was, you know, 20 years ago. It's a long time. It doesn't matter. No, it does matter, because that injury moves the fiber like this. So as this is wrinkling, so this here, for example, this here, say, was my ankle. Well, I'm going the opposite, but make believe this is my ankle, and now this is where it's settling inside my arm. So this is where it's settled up here.
So for those of you that can't see, she's like pulling up her sleeve, and you can see the wrinkles on her sleeve, and she is, you know, projecting that.
Yeah, I usually tell people, like, when you're making the bed, you know, the sheets are beautiful and it's nice and soft and okay. But then all of a sudden, you know, your little 5-year-old baby jumps on the bed and starts to tear up the sheets a little bit. And so, and that there is that's the disruption of your, they call it dermatomes.
Okay. So if you had a C-section and you're fine, you perceive yourself to be fine today. Do you feel like this protocol, what is it called, the ball thing?
The unit is called an Avazia.
Okay.
But it is called scar release.
Scar release.
Just scar release.
So put it on your stomach or on the scar?
We go from side to side, to point, ever so gently. We have everyone touch the scar first, and literally within minutes, sometimes 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, they can feel it change. The tissue
Do they have to have pain in order to feel a change?
Nope, definitely not. Thank you. I can't hear. Right. I don't
like it. No, I've heard of this. I've heard, I haven't heard of this before, but I've heard of people who have C-sections needing to work on the energy there because it's cutting the meridian. But I haven't heard of this particular thing.
Right.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
So, so take us back. So when you went into, after that second car accident, you said that you went kind of into a dark place. What, what like woke you up, or what transitioned you into this vivacious, like feeling like yourself? Would you feel like you are back to yourself, or?
So this is the first year a lot has happened. This is definitely the first year that I'm feeling I've getting the good old self back, because there's a part that I don't want back again, obviously, but the girl I missed, you know, the one that was, that felt on fire. I used to describe myself, you know, I'm a Mack truck with no brakes, because that's how I lived my life, you know, and I wasn't afraid of anything. And then for, you know, almost half of my life, like 30 years, I'm like afraid of everything. And it was a very long, intense drudgery type of healing. There was not one thing that helped me. It definitely was part of food. I know that. So my sugar addiction, I had up until I was in my 50s, up until about 50, so 48, 49, serious food addiction, sugar of every kind. So not just the, my favorites was Kit Kats when it came to chocolate, but you know, chocolate was the first thing in my mouth every day, one form or another. And, and so I would describe to a nurse one day how I was feeling. And she said, you're like, you could be pre-diabetic. She said, you know, because I was having sugar lows. I told her certain other symptoms. And then she's like, I told her how much sugar and stuff that I eat, and pastas and breads and rice. And she said, you know, when you start to let this go, it's going to be like a heroin addict. She said, you got to watch out, she said to me. And I'm like, really? I'm like, oh my gosh. So one of the blessings, so there's many different things that helped me. And like I said, one of them was learning about nutrition, even going holistic in New York and then bringing that here. They helped me get away from dairy. So that was one huge blessing. It was, okay, I got away from dairy, but not the sugar. So then Chris Carr, she's a cancer survivor, and she had an inoperable brain tumor. And they told her she would not make it past 10 years, and which you, if you do know her, she's thriving like crazy. And she said, don't wait to have cancer to eat like me.
Right.
She started to change me. That's when I said, wow, you know, so throughout that time. And then, you know, there's different companies that I've represented that helped along the way, because I think every learning process, you know, the education that you get out of it, and then the challenge, like, okay, we'll try this and try that. And I did. So I got better, better, better. So then, between eating better, between the different tools, different finds that I have had, neurological, things that, I have found, wearable, neurological wearable, technology that has also helped. All these different things, you know, were that, but the one that I will say, that was the biggest change. And I guess you could say it started, let's see, I got married 18 years ago. We just celebrated our 18th year. So I was always wanting to be a mommy, and I couldn't. And I prayed one day. Yeah, I went into that dark place. And remember, I said I was angry at God. So I kind of ditched him, and he was in the back burner for a while, and horrible place to be, because when you do that, you think you're lost. You're really. And so I did, a few years later, get back to my faith. And I just prayed and said, you know, God, if there's any way that you could just the heck with men, it's not mm-hmm. working out, but mm-hmm. I do want a child. And if, you know, just help me mm-hmm. be financially, you know, okay, stable. And then I will help that child just grow mm-hmm. up to be, you know, your loving, mm-hmm. you know, your loving grace. Well, a month later, I get to meet my husband. So it was a whole another ironic story mm-hmm. that we can do another podcast on how we met, but that was really God in the works and the mm-hmm. makings. Now he's technically not a Christian, or mm-hmm. he, you know, just knew God, just like mm-hmm. me growing up Catholic, and he mm-hmm. grew up Lutheran, but there's a huge difference when you actually accept, you know, Christ mm-hmm. as your Lord and Savior, that, you know, he died for us mm-hmm. and for our sins. So Dougie wasn't there yet, but he acted mm-hmm. like he was. Mm-hmm. His heart was there. So a few years later, you know, so we're dating, and that was a huge blessing. And no one ever thought that I would find the one for me, because mm-hmm. I had a tall order, and so did he. Mm-hmm. So when the relationship with God came back, that was the start. But it took a long, long time, because again, you can profess and say that you're back to your faith. Mm-hmm. And there's mm-hmm. levels of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't really get to the level that I'm at until now. So this is 18 years later. And I will say that I went through a very ugly time for a good, so I said 18 years married, so 13. I want to say a good 13 years of that marriage. My husband did not know what he was going to come home to. Mm. And he always called and said, hi, how's your day? How are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I was having better days than not, little by little. But there were times that, yeah, you just, right. I was angry that I had another day to live. Like, why? Mm. And those are very ugly times. I didn't know that a lot of people have them. Yeah. You think you're by yourself. You think you're the only one. Mm-hmm. And I never reached out. And I also told him, this is private. We don't tell anybody this. Mm-hmm. And so all the burden was on him. Oh. Mm. But he took it, you know, like the man he is. And he still treats me like we're dating. So it's really amazing. But then the preparation of all the ugly, tough times, and then the hurdles and the learning, and you push. And you fall, and you push again, and you fall. And all of that, I think, came to what happened 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. My mom passed. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that was definitely the worst. Mm-hmm. But had I not gone through that real ugly time, I think she would have definitely, you know, that mm-hmm. that whole final straw would have taken me out. Mm-hmm. But because by that time, we really reached out, we started to really have a closer relationship with God. And by that time, my husband and I are really getting, you know, we found our church, which mm-hmm. we're still at now, but it was just the beginnings of it. But it was just incredible, because I think it kept us in a place mm-hmm. of that, not to be angry. I mean, I was angry mm-hmm. of certain other things, like the woulda, coulda, shouldas. And I, you know, should have said this to her and done with this for her and this mm-hmm. and that, whatever. And all that yeah. started happening. But I just know that I tell people now, and this is, I think, what got you mm-hmm. is I thought depression was bad mm-hmm. for all those years. And I, you know, that ugly, dark place, I said, but I think it was the preparation for my mama, mm-hmm. because when she was gone, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. There is nothing like when your mama goes. I mean, mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I think that was preparation for this, because it made depression look like a walk in the park. Mm-hmm. And I think you were like, what? Mm-hmm. You know? So that was May of 2021. And I am nowhere near ready in December to mm. take a manual lymphatic drainage class. Nowhere near ready.
Yeah.
But my roommate of my office,
yeah,
she was taking it. And I was like, well, I guess I have to. And it almost felt like my mom, even though she wasn't accepting of me being a massage therapist, she didn't like it. She's always said physical therapist, but it's a cultural thing if you have to understand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, but she, I almost felt like, just go take care of you.
Yeah.
And that I'm 58 at the time. So I take this class and it's a 5-day course. And on day three after, and you guys take courses. So the first part of the course is lecture. The second part is hands-on. Well, you know, manual lymphatic drainage is just moving the topical skin. And I'm like, I'm going to charge people money for that. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm used to deep tissue. I'm used to like, come on, you know, really get in there. So I'm like, this is crazy. So I'm like, I don't know what I signed up for here. And I couldn't wait to take this class for like 10 years. But anyway, the time came and we, I'm doing it. And sure enough, the course, the third day, I wake up feeling something completely different. The heaviness of mom and the wrenching physical pain that you feel that she's gone and you cry every day and and you know you're the missing of her and it, you just don't know what to do or how to feel. And so I'm not feeling that. I'm missing her. I'm crying, but it doesn't feel as that pain or if it doesn't feel physical. And I'm crying going, mommy, I think you're okay. And I'm, and it almost felt like she said, yeah, and you're going to be okay. And I'm like, what is happening with me? This is craziness. And the only thing that I can attribute was that this manual lymphatic drainage was taking and helping, which is what they were saying in the class, that it's not just pre-op and post-op, you know, preparation, treatment and technique. It's literally for emotional bondage. It's really, you can really let it go. You can really move on. You can really have this freedom. So I'm like, wow, you know, this is amazing. And I immediately told the class, I said, it was day three and we still have two more, you know, three more days, whatever. And sure enough, it was incredible. And that whole experience. So I do tell people that it's not just for, you know, pre-op and post-op. But that is what also opened me up. I had a, air purifier because that was also like the part of COVID and, you know, we did get together, but people were like, oh, afraid, you know, and having their masks on and this and that.
I want to talk about air. I'm going to interrupt you because I don't want to leave, lymphatic system, because maybe some of our listeners don't even know what the lymph system is. And they're like, what? What is that? True. So if you can just explain what that is and how important it is, that'd be awesome. So, and then I definitely want to get into air, but
So the lymphatic system, we don't, no one ever even talks about it that much. You know, we talk about digestive system. We talk about nervous system and muscular system and skeletal system. And but you know, we have 12 different systems and one of them is the lymphatic, which deals with your immune system, you know, your immune system. But what is immune system? If you think about it, can you operate on the immune system? Do you have immune lobes? You know, no, you know, we have, you know, lymphatic, you know, lobes and, you know, we have parts of the lymphatic system that are removed, right? But you can't remove the immune system. That's part of like everything coming together. So it's really the lymphatic system that deals a lot with all of your healing, everything from your nervous system and anything neurological, anything emotional, musculature, like that's really the driving force of all of your systems. And a lot of people just don't know that.
Right.
So
it's a way that you detox.
It's a very crucial way.
Correct.
I think growing up, I was always told, like, you don't want to have swollen lymph nodes.
No, that's right.
I definitely was told that, but that was it.
Right.
And I didn't know if that you had to move your body or move it in order for it to do its work. Like,
I know, unfortunately, a lot of seniors who move less, they don't get that drainage because they're just static.
And that is because there's no pumping. Mm-hmm. The cardiovascular, we have pumping.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, other parts of our bodies, we have a pump, but the lymphatic does not. So that's why it can get stagnant. One of the best things to do, believe it or not, and I hope everyone takes this tip. Like if anything you get out of today, take this tip and get a bouncy ball.
Oh, yeah.
Get a bouncy ball. Use the bouncy ball. Right. Yeah. It's not just for kids. It's not just. So I had herniated discs and bulging discs at one point, and I learned to respect the bouncy ball, and now I understand the lymphatic system more because of that, and it made so much sense.
What is a bouncy ball? An exercise ball?
Yep. That yoga ball or that exercise ball that people use for to do some sort of exercise with. They even have them now with wheels, so you could not fall, you know, because you could bounce off and fall. So be really careful. Yeah. Yes, but they
I've seen that in a base where people can work on their
core. That's right.
So they don't. We all are like sitting back.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm trying. Yep, exactly. So literally here, like you have this chair, and that's fine. But every once in a while, if you do 2 to 5 minutes, and that's it, all you need, and it's almost like 10-12 hours of.
But what are you doing?
You're just bouncing on it. You're just bouncing a little bit. So my leg was bothering me. I did something. Okay, so I hit my knee last night, really really hard on something, and I'm like, and I didn't do anything. I just lay down and went to sleep. No, you're supposed to at least put ice to disrupt that, and it doesn't. Eventually come to something else. So actually, that was 2 nights ago. So yesterday and today, I'm starting to feel something quirky, and I didn't want to come here because it's very distracting. Mm-hmm. So I did the bouncy ball literally right before I said, remember, I had a little delay.
Yeah.
So that was one of my little delays. I went on the bouncy ball, and I also have
a pull down,
the chin up bar. Chin up bar. I'm not bringing my body off the floor, but there's a chin-up bar at the doorway, I use it with my body weight. So I hang with my body weight. My feet are still touching, but my legs are apart. And then I'm doing ever so twisting and pulling and like.
Okay, so I should do that. Okay.
Believe it or not, that's like traction.
Yeah.
Between the traction of my body weight, again, I'm not lifting my body off the floor. So I'm not using it as a chin-up bar, but it's like 3 to 5 personal trainers just stretching you everywhere.
Wow, that is a hot tip.
It's awesome. That. So these are all different things.
Yeah.
You know.
I love it.
And finally, this is like my year for me. Because
Long time coming. Okay, so tell us about air, because I am obsessed with air, and I do think after reading the story about one of the dogs of your friend or holistic vet, that I'm very intrigued, because we are on a quest to help canines that are dealing with so many allergies. It's ridiculous. Tell us about air.
Okay, so that manual lymphatic drainage class, I had just gotten this unit that year, which helped me personally with my itchy eyes. I don't have the regular sinus issues, but my eyes were always from environmental stuff. And literally overnight, I didn't have to use eye drops. I didn't have to be scratching, or, you know, it didn't wake me up in the middle of the night, and I could relax. So that got my attention. However, it's what it is. It's a technology called Active Pure, and it travels 1,200 feet per second to protect the airspace. And that's a lot of feet, very fast. And so, of all viruses, it neutralizes everything that you can think of bacteria and viruses. So we had comments from the class of people saying, you know, I've been in this educational class, and usually my eyes are itching, or I'm coughing, or whatever is going on. You know, and I'm not getting sick. I'm not feeling like I have to combat anything. You know, what is this stuff?
Good.
So it really does protect. And you know, we had 20 people. And that's a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
For 5 days, and you know, and that protection, that added protection, is hands down just, you know, amazing. So the company that, you know, that I rep with, they have, we talk about technology of indoor spaces. So we talk of the air, mm-hmm. we talk about water, and we talk about laundry, mm-hmm. and other things too. And also, we also have nutraceuticals.
Okay.
So the air though, and why you were liking it so much, and I was explaining to her too, is I didn't realize how much dogs mm-hmm. and cats have allergies like humans,
mm-hmm.
and they have mm-hmm. all these things and all these issues just like humans.
Mm-hmm.
So literally you can feel a difference sometimes within 24 mm-hmm. to 48 hours. So we usually lend out a unit 3 to 5 days,
mm-hmm.
and then you get to have a clean home, mm-hmm. and we want a testimonial, mm-hmm. you know, for that.
Yeah.
And so, and this way you have an experience. Yeah. And if it's something that you say, wow, you know, I get to try before I buy,
yeah.
you know, that's great too, but there's no obligation, but at least the, you know, you put it in front of the air handler and you've got
yeah
clean home, or, you know, and great, you know, experience with it.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
The other story you loved was about the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Her name is Addie. And so Addie was going blind. She couldn't hear anymore. She had seizures. Mm-hmm. She was paralyzed. So her walking was mm-hmm. null, mm-hmm. You know, and she had to be carried mm-hmm. from room to room mm-hmm. at this time. And I think at the time she was 16, going on 17 years old. So people were like, you know what, she's done. She has to be euthanized. I'm so mm-hmm. sorry. You know, I know she's your best friend. Gotta mm-hmm. go. And so her mama and papa, the humans, mama, papa, gave her this water. And so this water is hydrogen infused water. And that extra hydrogen brings the molecules, the mm-hmm. water molecules, smaller. So mm-hmm. microclustering the water, so it can be absorbed into the cell.
Mm.
So it's not what you're drinking, it's what you can absorb.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, and it helps with everything. It helps with your food absorption. Mm-hmm. It helps with whatever nutrition that you're offering people, you know, it helps everything right. get absorbed better.
That's so interesting. Because mm-hmm. sometimes when I do body code, mm-hmm. I test for electrolyte utilization,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not like, and I don't, but I, my electrolytes are fine, but I'm thinking it could be mm-hmm. water absorption.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Oh yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we have these classes, you know, mm-hmm. called CEU, Continuing Education University. Mm-hmm. And we have these classes on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, mm-hmm. sharing and explaining about the different technologies that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely fantastic and fascinating. You never get bored. Each class, you keep learning more and more because, you know, there's tons of right. nutrition, everything about the body. Right. It's endless. So it's okay. nice to integrate also okay. for our pets. So yeah. that's another, you know, place to, you know, speak into that demographic.
Can you talk about the ionizer that we were talking about earlier for the laundry?
Yes. Okay. So the same technology called Active Pure, mm-hmm. that is for the air. It's mm-hmm. also in another separate unit mm-hmm. for your laundry. Okay. And it's called Laundry Pure.
Mm-hmm.
So the originally was made to attach to your laundry machine, okay. and you don't need to use hot water,
mm-hmm.
No laundry detergent, no fabric softener, no dryer sheets.
Mm-hmm.
So how cool is that, that you're not using hot water? Mm-hmm. That's a change right there in your electric bill, as well as all of the chemicals. And, you know, you're helping the landfill because you're not buying all these products right. and oh, yeah, plastic.
I saw a report on the plastic bottles.
Oh, it's awful.
But yeah. So I had this yeah. unit. And uh-huh. I didn't remember the hot water thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I stopped using detergent,
uh-huh.
but I didn't stop using hot water.
Yes, yes. So this technology goes into the water and then pushes through the threads
okay.
of our clothes
okay.
to clean, just like you know,
like really clean,
really, really clean.
I need to have this.
Yes, yes.
Can we talk seriously? Because yes. I used to have one.
Yes. Right. Yes. So here's, it gets better. So you think it's just for your laundry machine.
Yeah.
Well, we have, like I said, we go to this technology night to learn about the different units and mm-hmm. what you can do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, everyone just really gets into sharing their stories of what did they do next? How do they try it next? So this respiratory therapist, he mm-hmm. and his wife, they go all out and they just love experimenting. So they have a video that not only do they clean their car with us. Oh, I'm sorry. So you have to get a diverter valve. So the one is still attached to your laundry.
Okay.
But the other valve goes to a hose that goes outside to your car or to wherever you're at, you know, that this hose that is attached to. So you can literally now clean your car. You can clean your concrete that has all these goopy stuff that you can't get out. And maybe what a pressure washing guy is going to come over with chemicals and he's going to ruin your grass and your beautiful, you know, plants and herbs. So now you don't have to, because this is not going to ruin anything. Mm-hmm. And you're just using the same hose, obviously with a little pressure washer, you know, attachment. But you're using the laundry
purifier. That's neat. It's cheaper. I mean, when somebody, I had somebody power wash my house.
And we used thieves. I didn't.
I won't use chemicals on the whole house.
Oh, thieves is wonderful.
But he used like a whole bottle.
The whole thing. Not the small bottle.
The 64
ounce.
And I was like, Exactly.
But there was no poison to anything.
Right.
No, nobody died in that.
So just think, now you won't have to use that anymore, and you get to ingest that one instead.
So we have to kind of wrap it up. So what would you, for our listeners and people who are viewing right now, like, what advice would you give mamas?
Because that's your, like, your passion. Because she also has this vision and passion to reach the mamas and babies, or reach them for the babies. Because we know, like, that is the crucial time, right? So tell us about
what you would get. So because, I couldn't have children, and I finally fessed up and had to accept that God did have another plan, because I really hated when people said that. God has another plan for you, Ingrid. So I turned 60 this year, and something happened. It was just July 30th, and something literally happened on that day. I wake up going, okay, you know, this is it. Anything that I've ever dreamt that I was going to do and haven't pursued. I said, you know what? I have deserving issues like my whole life. And I said, you know, I know God wants me to go on this quest, you know, to serve mommies and be around babies. But there's some sort of idea that he had that I don't know. And I guess in the back of my mind, I did have this idea, but I didn't know that's what it was. So I want to become mobile, completely mobile. And I want to go to mommies in the neighborhoods that were, you know, homeschool mommies, maybe, or maybe a mommy who's, you know, can't come to me and get any type of treatment. But they need to relax. You know, they need some sort of, I don't like to use the word pampering, because pampering is like, it's just once in a blue moon, but it is a necessity. You know, if they could really commit to having one treatment a month, it would be a world of difference in the, in the whole household. But I don't just come to do something. I come to teach. I want to teach self-care. I want to teach how the parents can, you know, have the therapeutic touch for the kids. So I am certified in infant massage and pediatric massage and, you know, all these different things to teach. Because if you don't teach the family, right, then it has to continue. So if you don't teach it, then it's just going to stop, you know, right there. But the kids need to know how important it is. You know, therapies are good and self-care is good. They can, I love to teach the sinus points, you know, how to do that, or, or the relaxing. So right here, when you're, and you have to breathe a couple of times to relax yourself, you know, and that kind of thing. So, you know, that's where I want to do that. And as for every household, having, you know, these different technologies, the air, the water, and the laundry, because again, having a chemical-free home, you know, little by little, you know, they really need to learn all of it and just put it all together, because there's so much out there,
right,
that at least what you can control, you can do right it there. With this. You know,
awesome. So, thank you. So, you know, if this is resonating with you and you know, Julie and I are always telling you, you know, just pick one thing, master it, move on to the next. So maybe this is something that you feel like you could do, adding some kind of self-care or the air, the water, the laundry, something to like elevate your wellness. We'll put in the show notes your contact information. So thank you so much for coming today.
Yes, thank you. And for every listener, I do have a free gift. So there's nutraceuticals that we have a choice of four, and it's for free for a month so that they can try it. And so I would love to be able to give them as a gift.
Oh, that's so nice. All right, cool.
So in order to do that, would you, should we put something in the show notes? They can get a hold of you. And all right, sweet.
Oh, for sure. That's great. Yes. Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. And if you want to support our show, give us a 5-star rating. To learn more about our practice, visit thelivingtree.com.